Be'ezer Hashem, we begin the new perek on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph in Maseches Sota, beginning of the third perek. Haya noitel es minchasa mitoch kfifa mitzvus. He would take, who he is, we're going to see, Rashi learns, is the husband, although we'll see other opinions shortly. He takes the kar mincha from the wicker basket, v'nosen satoch kli sharis. And puts it inside of kli sharis. We know that the woman who's a saita brings a minchas kenaos, and that is put from the wicker basket that the Mishnah told us about in the beginning of the second parak that was used, and then it's placed into one of the kelim of the migdash. V'nosnal yad al yada, and she puts it on her hand. V'kohen maniach yada mitachteh u'meinifa, and the kohen puts his hand underneath it, and it's waved, and the carbon is waved. Heinif v'higish. The carbon is waved and then brought to the southwestern side of the Mizbeach. Kamat, then the kmitza is done, where the kohen takes his three fingers and removes the part of the mincha, which is then going to be offered. V'hikdir, it's offered. V'ashar nechal kol kohanim. And then the kohanim can eat the rest of the carbon. Now the Gemara, the Mincha. Now the Mishnah begins to discuss what exactly is the order of procedure when it comes to Mincha. The first opinion, Tanakhama says, first she was Nashka, then the carbon Mincha was brought. Reb Shimon says differently. First the carbon Mincha was brought, and then she's given to drink. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the pasuk in Bamidbar Hey pasuk Chavav, v'kamat akon min amincha sas korasav hikta mizbecha va'achar yashkes ishes amayim. Rabbi Shimon has a good point. The Torah says it's brought in the mizbech, and afterwards she's given to drink. In hishke va'achar kach ikreves minchasa ksheira. But if it's done in the opposite order, so then it will also be kosher. But Rabbi Shimon says that the Tanakhama has his order mixed up, and of course, the Gemara will flesh out these opinions. We mentioned that it's a little unclear what the Mishnah means when it says he would take the mincha. So let's take a look at the first Rashi. Rashi says, Habal. Rashi argues that this is the Baal who's taking, and Rashi concedes that even though the next subject of the Mishnah is actually the Kohen, but it would not be the Kohen, because the mitzvah of the Avodah starts with the Kmitzah and onwards. So therefore, any man that is in the picture as well will be the Baal. Rashi continues, it is true that clearly the Kohen does the Hagosha, bringing it to the Mizbeach, and if we just got through saying the Ein Mitzvahs Kohuna, Rashi is quoting Gemara Menachas Daf Tes, so then why is it that we take it as a Dover Poshut? It's clear from, as the Mishnah elaborates, that the Kohen does the Hagosha, because we consider it these Rashi three lines in, Vagosha Nami Tchilas Kemitzahi, She'ein Zar, Krav L'Mizbeach. A Zar doesn't come close to the Mizbeach. However, continues Rashi, Avokidush Kuyetziko, Belila Shetuna Shemen, Kosher Bazar. That will be something that will be kosher for a Zar to do. This is the opinion of Rashi. Tosas and the Ramaskal Yenotel, Tap Tosas, also Yerushalmi that seems to disagree. It says Tosas, but Yerushalmi ksiv alokach kom yad isha smincha sekunas v'chi al yada humeinif lo al yada humeinif el mikan shu nasla misach kli chol v'nos nosich sharis. Hainu mash adol kipirish Rashi. From the Yerushalmi is mashma that the Kohen immediately takes it right away. What are we going to do with Rashi's argument that ein mitzvah kuna el mikmitzah ve'elich? That's a Gemara Menachas Daf Tes. So Tosfos answers, well, at the same time, there's a mitzvah for the kohen to take it from her hand. The Torah does say v'loka hakohen miyado isha in pasuk chaf hei. So Tosfos concludes that even though that whole process of putting in the kli sharis and the shemen that Rashi brought out all could be done bizar, but since there's a mitzvah of the kohen to take the mincha from her hand, so hence the rest of the process is also done by the kohen. And according to the Yerushalmi, according to Tosfos, the subject hayanaitel is the kohen and not the baal. Tosfos' point is a very powerful point, and this is also a position of the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel, that the Torah does say v'lokach hakoyim miyad isha. So how could it be that the subject over here is the Baal? The Torah already says v'lokach hakoyim miyad isha. So Sefer Torah's Knoot defends Rashi by pointing out that the Gemara in Makkos and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis discusses in regards to Bikurim that the Bikurim also says v'lokach hakoyim atenim yadecha, and Chazal understand that the subject over there is the tnufa, the waving. Our Mishnah already said that we're talking about the waving as well. So it could be that when the Torah, and the waving is done by the Kohen. So it could be that when the Torah says, Lokach HaKohen, that is referring to the waving, and everybody agrees. Rashi, of course, the Mishnah says that the waving is done by the Kohen. So the Lokach doesn't necessarily mean to take. Hence, when the Mishnah talks about someone taking, it could be the Baal, as Rashi claims, because Avodas Kohanim are only Mikmitza. The Gemara begins on Yutesam and Aleph. Omer Le Rebbe Elazar the Rebbe Yoshia Didore. Rebbe Elazar said to Rebbe Yoshia, who was someone who lived in his generation, Loitesid Akarach, I won't let you sit down. Don't sit down. Adam Farsha Salalah Milsa. Until you explain to me one thing. Minayin l'mincha sota shetuna tnufa. How do we know that the mincha sota requires the tnufa, that requires the waving that was described in our mission? Rashi explains that Rabbi Lazar speaks to Rabbi Yoshia didare of his generation. Why did the Gemara emphasize didare? Of course he's in his generation. So Gemara wants to emphasize that the Rabbi Yoshia didare is the Amora who was from the time of Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, and not Rabbi Yoshio Azokin. Why does the Gemara emphasize this? Because it would not be covetic for Rabbi Lazar to say to another Rabbi Yoshio, Rabbi Yoshio Azokin was much older than him, don't sit down. But Rabbi Lazar Ben Pedas, who he was, Rabbi Yoshio was the junior of Rabbi Elazar, so then it would be appropriate for him to say this. But what is the Makar for Tanufa? So he responds. Rabbi Yoshia responds, Vehenif Ksiva. It says Vehenif, that there's supposed to be waving. Says the Gemara, okay, that's in regards to the Kohen doing the waving. Because the Pasuk says, V'lokach HaKohen miyado isha ismincha saknois, Vehenif esamincha. That's in regards to the Kohen doing it. Bebailim minolan. How do we know that the Bailim do it? So explains the Gemara, Asi yad yad shalom. We learn in Xer Shava, yad yad from shalom. Ksiva v'lokach HaKohen miyado isha. It says by the shlomim. Excuse me, it says by the carbon sota that the coin takes from the hand of the woman. It says by the shlomim, yadav tiviyana. Rashi explains that yadav seems to be the bailim. The pasuk says, yadav tiviyana as ishei Hashem, from their hands. It sounds like the hands of the bailim. So what do we learn out? Makan coin, aflahalan coin. We learn out from sota towards shlomim that there's a coin involved. And we learn in the other direction as well. By Shlom, it sounds like there's the Bailim. Umala halam Bailim afkan Bailim. Haketzad, both in the case of Shlom and Sota. Maniach yodo tachas idea Bailim. The Kohen puts his hand under the Bailim. By Sota, it's the Isha. By the Shlomim, it's the Bala Karbon. And both do it because we learn Exer Shava of Yad Yad. The Gemara continues to point out that the Mishnah, at first glance, is very difficult to read. Let's pick up four lines into the Mishnah before we start the Gemara. The Mishnah had said, Heinif v'higish kamatz v'hikter. The carbon mincha sota is waved. It's then brought close to Zbeach. There's kmitza that's done. Part of it's removed by the Kohen. That kmitza is then offered up. Then the Kohen could eat it. And then the Mishnah says, Hayamashka. The woman was given to drink. Problem is, what does the Mishnah mean in the next line? I don't understand. How is the carbon minchas chota brought? You know how? Through the haktara of the kmitza. So the Mishnah seems to contradict itself. The first part of the Mishnah seems to say that the haktara was done before the mashke. And then a second layer it says, v'achakach makriv. Asks the Gemara. Back now into the Gemara, seven lines from the bottom. Quoting our Mishnah, Heinev v'higish kametz v'chulei, ask the Mara ha'akrava.
It was already brought. What does it mean that afterwards, after the mashke akakach makruz mechasa, that was already brought? Explains the Gemara Hachi Kamar. No, this is what it should say. Say the menachos keitzad. How is the menachos done? Keitzad. In if vihigish comes vihikdir v'ashar nechal kohanim. That's the order of the karban. Ubahashka. Now, where hashka falls in this order, is it higish kamatz hikter vashanach kohanim and then hashka, or differently? That's the machlokis. Ubahashka gufa pligi ripshim rabban. The rabban and savri mashke v'achakach makrimis minchas. The rabban hold that there's hashka that's done and then afterwards the karban minchas brought. Rab Shimon savar makrimis minchas v'achakach mashke shenemar. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Shimon says first you makrev the mincha and then the hashka is done. So the Mishnah is first outlining the order of the karban. If there is a break and there is hashka or not, so according to Rabbanan, the answer is yes. Hashka is done before the akdara. Well, according to Rabbi Shimon, the whole akdara is done and then afterwards the hashka is done. Continue the Mishnah of Imishkavacha Kachikrives Minchasa Kshei Rab. What happens if they went out of order, according to the opinion of Reb Shimon, that says that you do the whole carbon first and then the Hashgah? What happens if you do out of order? Halachas Kshei. Continues the Gemara on the top of Yutes and Beis. Tanur Banan. Vihishke. The Pasuk says she's given to drink. Vihishka Seisha. Matamalom Marvalok Varnemar Vihishka. I, the Pasuk, already had told us this in Pasuk. Pasuk already told us Hashka in the context of the process of the karban, of the mincha. After the Torah describes the Shtiyas HaMayim, in Pasuk Chavzayin, describes the karban mincha, in Pasuk Chavzayin, the Torah says, V'hishka HaMayim, that's the first drasha, where the Gemara asks like this. Again, back into the Gemara and Tapiyam. Tanu Rabban V'hishka. Why does it say Vishka Seisha Samayim Hamarim in Pasuk Chav Dalid? Balok Far Nembar, we have the whole process, Vishka, that tells us that we have the Kar Mincha and then the Hashka. Explains the Gemara, Shem Nimcha Ka Megillah. Because if the Megillah was erased, you forced the woman to drink the Mayim Hamarim, Ma'arin also Mashkos Abal Karcha Divre Rabbi Akiva. That according to Rabbi Akiva, the extra pasuk is tell us that once the Megillah is erased, then she's given to drink Baal Karcha. In a long and difficult Rashi, in Dibra Maschil, Hachi Garcin, and Tana Rabbanan, Rashi explains that what's going on is the following. The Torah actually says Vehishka at least three times. And our Gemara is bothered that, as we spelled out before, that when the pasuk says in Pasuk Chavzayin, in Pasuk, Chav Dalet, Vihishka Seisha Es Me'am Marim, so that Pasuk is superfluous. Because the Torah already described to us the whole process of the Karban Mincha, and then Vihishka Es Amayim. Why is it the Torah repeats it twice? Answers the Gemara, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says like this, that the Pasuk of Vihishka Saisha Samarim is actually written right after the Mechikas HaMegillah. And it's coming to tell us that even though you haven't followed the normal process, you didn't bring the Karban, because immediately the woman had protested. So I would have thought that before the Karban Mincha has been brought together, and the woman then is in Moda, so then in such a case, then you would not give her to drink. Comes along the pasuk, says Vihishka. At that moment, she's already a bas chiyuv in hashka, and then ma'arin also mashka. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Omer, v'achar yishke. The Torah tells us in pasuk vav, v'kama tzakon min ha-mincha, v'achar yishke se'isha. Matam alom. Why does the Torah say v'achar yishke? Havalo kvar nemar v'ishke. We already learned in pasuk Chav Zayin in the normal Seder Advarim, even though it's later, what it means is it's going to be learned in the normal process that there's going to be Hishke. Ela Achar Kol Maisim Kulam Hamurun Lumalo. It's coming to tell you that word va'acher is an emphasis that happens after everything. La'acher kol ha'maisim kulan ha'murim l'maylo. What does that mean, the kol ha'maisim murim l'maylo? Rashi explains that the original introduction in the parasha is the hashba. Let's take a look at Rashi b'maskel acher. Uma omer l'mala hashba v'kabalu k'sim mechika v'akdaras ha'mincha. Just like over there, you have the shvua, the Kabbalah, the Isha, the Ksiva, the Mechika, the Akhtaras, the Mincha, and only afterwards she drinks. So too, that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. It says, Va'acha Yishka. After all of the Maisim are being told. Magid, from this we learn, Shlosh Advarim Ma'akvin Ba, there are three things that hold back the woman from drinking. Only three things. Achelo Karava Kometz, if the Kmitz is not done. Va'achelo nimchaka megillah, if the megillah has not been erased. Va'achelo tekabala shvua, and once the shvua is done. This brings out the shita of Rabbi Shimon that we saw in our Mishnah that says that the halacha is that you need to bring the carbon mincha and it's entirely before the hashka. And that's how the Gemara analyzes over here. Seven lines from the top, first word in the line is aleha. You put a period after Shavuot. At this point that we just said, that one of the things that's ma'akev is the krivas hakametz, has Rabbi Shimon what we call lishitasa, the amar makrivas minchas v'achakach mashke, who says that the carbon mincha has to be entirely brought, only afterwards is there a hashka. Period. Continues the Gemara, achelo nimcha ka megillah. Another thing we learned is that the megillah has to be erased. Ask the Mara, what's the chiddush? Elamai mashkala. How are you going to give her to drink? Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, lo nitzvcha l'rishumo nikar. We're talking about a case where the Megillah has not been entirely erased, that to the point that the Megillah still has letters that their rishum, the imprint of the ink, is still obvious on the Megillah. In such a case, then it has to be, as Rashi explains in Dibra Masla, Shirush L'Shirishumo, that Rashi there says it needs to be re-erased and put in to the Mei Saita. Amar Vashi L'Nitzchal Shirishumo Nikar, period. Achal Tekibala Shvua, Mishdiyat Zalo Shasya. Over here it seems that prior to the Shvua, one does not drink. Deduces the Gemara, Mishta Hadalo Shasya, Hamichtav Kadala, but you would write the Megillah. Va'omar Rava, but didn't Rava teach us Megillah Sota Shekasva Kodem Shetikalo Shua Laas of Lokum? Didn't we learn that the Megillah Sota has to be written before the Shua? Answers the Gemara, Kedei Naspa. This was just an expression that the Gemara, the Brisa, did not mean to make this diuk. Every once in a while, you do something from something or someone that it said, and the deduction is not a valid deduction, even though it's a possibility in their intention, but it wasn't their primary intention. And hence, the Gemara says, you could have deduced, it would have been possible to say that lo shasya michtav kasvilei, that you were able to write it, but that deduction wasn't supposed to be made. The Gemara continues and asks, B'mai kamifligi. What is the source of our machlokis? We had a machlokis in our Mishnah between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, if the hashka is before the akhtara or the akhtara is before the hashka. What's the source of this machlokis? Says the Gemara. Tzlosa kreitzivi. There are three psukim. We're playing with three different psukim. V'hishka kama, that's the pasuk that we had mentioned from pasuk chavdalad. V'achar yishka, that's the pasuk that we had mentioned from pasuk chavav. V'hishka basra, that's from pasuk chavzayin. Rabban and Savri, the Rabban hold v'hishka kama l'gufay. You need the first v'hishka to tell us that there is a drink. That first there's a drink, and then there's a mincha. And why do we have v'achar yishke pasuk chavav? that you need to make sure that there's no imprint that's left on the ink. Everything has to be erased inside. Ishka Basra, and the last Ishka, is telling us the following chidush. Shem nimchaka megillah, v'omer tenishosa marinosa mashkinosa bal karcha. That was the Tanakama that we had seen of Rabbi Akiva. And that is the Shita of the Rabbanan. But you don't learn anything about which, from V'achar Yishka, doesn't tell us that it's the last thing, the Hashkoah is the last thing. Rabbi Shimon Savar, V'achar Yishka Legufay. No, V'achar Yishka is coming to tell us the idea of drinking. Shemach Reves Mechaz V'akach Mishka. And what does that tell us? It tells us first you read through the Mincha, and then the Mashka. In contrast, the opinion of the Rabbanan that we had above. Because according to Rabbi Shimon Legufo, the main message of the Pasuk comes V'achar Yishka. And what is the connotation of V'achar Yishka? As we had mentioned above in the Gemara, that it's the last thing, and it goes after everything. Achar Kulon. It goes after everything. V'ahishka Kama. What's the first V'ahishka of Pasuk Chaf? Dalid, v'hishka kama, shem yishka v'achakakakum z'mkasa k'shera, v'hishka basra, shem nimchakam gil, v'amar nishos, marinos, v'mashkos, bal karcha. Coming to tell us the halacha of bal karcha, v'rabbanan. What are the Rabbanan going to do? What's their source that if you go out of order, it's okay? B'diyeved lo pasakra. The Torah doesn't deal with b'diyeved. That will leave for Chazal to cheshbon that out for us. Hence, V'achar Yishka is the primary core for Rav Shimon, while the Rabbanan use the Hishka Kama of Pasuk Chavdalah to be the primary source, and then you won't be able to infer that it's the last, and rather what's done first is you have the Hashka and the Karban Mincha. The Gemara continues analyzing the Shita Rabbi Akiva that we had quoted already on the top of the Yomud, who had said that the double Lashon of Vehishka was to tell us that if the woman protests, so then in such a case she's given to drink, nevertheless, she's forced to drink. Asks the Gemara, six lines before the wide, V'savar Rabbi Akiva Mashkinosa Bal Karcha, does Rabbi Akiva hold that you force her to drink against her will? V'atanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kalbul Shel Barzel, this is actually the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in a Tosefta that says that there was a metal object that was put in her mouth to prevent it from closing. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, continues the Gemara two lines before the wide, Rabbi Akiva, klumanu tzrichin el botka. The only reason, argues Rabbi Akiva with Rabbi Yehuda, here Rabbi Akiva seems to be of the opposite position, the only reason we do the marim is to check her out. Are we choshesh that she was mezana or not? Klumanu tzrichin el botka. Valo beduka v'omedes. The moment she says she doesn't want to drink, that's her admission that she was mezana. So if that's so, says Rabbi Akiva, then there's no need to give it to drink, and there's no need to force her. Ella, rather, says Rabbi Akiva, Achlo karva komet yichol lachserba. She could back out once the komet has been brought. Misha karva komet ainu yichol lachserba. She can't back out. Why can't she back out from such a case? That is the follow-up question of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, wait a second, if Rabbi Akiva says that the whole reason is for Bedika, so whether the comments are brought, is brought, whether the comments is not brought, then the moment she admits, she says, I don't want to drink, she's admitting. Once she's admitting, so then in such a case, there's no need for any further drinking. So then why does Rabbi Akiva say, Mishakar is about comments and Yochel Asaba? So that's what the Gemara asks, second wide line in. V'litameich, according to your reasoning, the opening reasoning we had, Rabbi Akiva, Tikshulah Hag. He goofed, we should ask on this matter itself. Mishikarva komitin yachalachzer ba. When the comment is brought, she can't turn back. Valo beduka vel medes. Even then, she should be able to back out, because beduka vel medes. Because once she admits, so then she's already been checked out as being mezana. Answers the Gemara loy kasha. It's not a question. Hadikaz rabba machmas resisa. Hadikaz rabba
machmas briusa. The Gemara says sometimes a woman backs out even though she's entirely innocent because of recisa. She's fearful. It's a very anxiety-provoking, process. And for that reason, so she backed out, but not because she was really guilty. V'hachi kamar, continues the Gemara four lines. Kol machas briusa, klal klal lo shasya machas recisa. Ashel karva comments. Dakati lo emchek hamagila. If it's because, if she's calm, so then in such a case, she doesn't drink at all. Why? Because if she does it calmly, then it's a calculated decision. I'd rather not die through the mesota. However, if she's showing fear and anxiety, so then we're mechalek. If the komets was already brought, so then in such a case, then that means that the Megillah has been already raised, so then we won't turn back. However, if the comments has not been brought, so then in such a case, then we would turn back. Let's see that inside the Gemara. Machmas resus the three lines from the bottom. Achel karva comments that katal emchak Megillah, inami emchak Megillah de shalok kedin. Or what happens if the Megillah was erased incorrectly? Avikohan demachki matzah hadrebe. So then she could go back. Mishakarva comments dividin avdi kohanim demachki. If the Kohanim now are supposed to erase, and they did, lo matzi hadrebe, in such a case, she cannot back out. Okay, so this is Rabbi Akiva's sheet of fleshed out. Asks the Gemara in the top of Chaf Amid Aleph, Kasha de Rabbi Akiva de Rabbi Akiva. So now we have a stira between Rabbi Akiva. On the one hand, we learned on the top of Yutes Amid Beis. The Rabbi Akiva says that we force the woman over here. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, not the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. In fact, Rabbi Akiva says that there are times that we would no longer to give her to drink, because the whole reason to give her a drink is to make sure that she's beduka. But if she's backing out, so then she's admitting. If she's admitting, then there's no reason to give her to drink. Answers the Gemara. Hasam amar mechika makiv. V'hacha amar komitz ma'akiv. Trei tanoi v'aliba to Rabbi Akiva. Mara repeats its question that we spelled out. That in one case we say that the mechika is necessary, and in one case we said that the komitz is necessary. So the Gemara is asking a theory between Rabbi Akiva, that the earlier braisa on the bottom of New Testament base said that the moment there's mechika, the woman can't back out. That's what the Gemara means over here when the Gemara says on the top line of Chaf Amid Aleph, Hasam am mechika makva, v'hacha amar komitz makva. But this braisa that we had quoted, the Machlok Sur Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, the way it was fear dice, the way we had calculated it, was that the halacha is that according to Rabbi Akiva, she will be able to back out until the komitz was brought. Answers the Gemara, Trei Tanoim V'Aliba to Rabbi Akiva. There are two opinions of the Tanoim according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so we had different opinions about when we stop offering the woman to back out. Three lines from the top. Iboi Luhu on Chaf Amid Aleph. Amra Eini Shosa Machmas Bri Yusuf. Chazar Amra Shosa Ani. What happens when she's calm? She says she's no longer going to drink. And then she says she's ready to drink. Ma, what's halacha? When a woman says, I'm chozer, is she saying she's tamei? When she reneges and says, I'll drink, do we say that she is revealing that when she originally said it, she just did out of fear? And we said out of fear is not a full statement. By the way, it seems from our Gemara, the Gemara, of course, leaves off with Tzarech Yun of Tishbi, Yataris, Kushi, Yisvet, Tobias. It seems from the words of our Gemara that once a woman says, Eini Shosa, so then in such a case, the Gemara says that's considered as if she had said Tmeani. The only question is whether we believe the Tmeani as real or not. Can she give an Amasla? But it sounds like that statement is considered as if a woman said Tmeani. This point is raised by the Netziv in the Merame Sada, where he points out that the Pashtus of the Gemara over here is not like the Chelkas Mechokek in the Beis Shmuel, about the reason why a woman is believed to say
Tmeani, and she's not allowed to back out. The Beis Shmuel and Chelkas Mechokek and Simon Kuftes Vav, Beis Shmuel is in Sivkan Nechav Beis, Chelkas Mechokek and Chav Dalet, say that it's a halacha of a Dover Sheva Mamon, Eina Chose Retoin. That once a person is moda on a Dover Sheva Mamon, that's it. The Oda, you can't back out. Now the woman here is being moda that she's being mafsid her ksuba. Once she's being mafsid her ksuba, so then in such a case, she can't back out. Says the Merome Sada, but from our Gemara, it seems that that's not what's happening over here. Because the Gemara says that even when she says a statement that is equal to Tmeani, which would be Mafsid or Ksuba, nevertheless, we have a Tzad that she'll be able to be Chozer. And since she's able to be Chozer vis-a-vis that, vis-a-vis the statement of Tmeya, now in Isser V'Heter, Tmeya, you're able to give an Amasla, so that's why she's able to back out. Says the Netziv, we see from here that what first happens, like our Gemara said, is that we halachically say that she's saying Tmeyan. Memela, she's Mafsid the Ksuba, but if she has Amasla, so then it's going to work. Therefore, the regular rules of Mamonos, of Toin, Chozer, V'Toin, is not going to apply. There is another issue that the Netziv raised in the Merom Esad on this staff, which is subject with debate with the Minchas Chinuch. Our Gemara says, and when she says, I won't shrink, it's considered as if she said, Tmeyani. Says the Netziv, what happens if she said, Mamish Tmeyani? Would in such a case an Amasla be acceptable? That she says, no, I did it out of her. So Netziv claims no, because the Gemara says that we view it as if she said it that way. And therefore, an Amasla would not be acceptable. Minchas Chinuch and Simin Shinsef Samach, Hey, Os Yud Aleph, disagrees with the Netziv, and the Minchas Chinuch says that Amasla is acceptable. What's the Pshat, according to the Minchas Chinuch? It seems that Minchas Chinuch understands Pshuto Kimashmo, that the Gemara's statement is literal, and that is, when a woman says Ein Shosa, it's Mamish considered as if she's saying Tmeyani. Three lines before the Mishnah, Amar Avu D'Shmuel, Sar Shite Mar B'Soch Hamayim, Maitayma Damar Kram Mayim, Mehamorim, Shemorim Kvar. There's supposed to be something bitter inside of the water. When the Chika is already done, then it sounds like the water have already been made mar. Again, in the words of Avuah d'Shmuel, that it said Mayim Mehamorim, the Marim was already mar. It was already made bitter. That sounds like it was done even before the erasure on the Megillah. Today's halachic topic that arises from Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, I will introduce in the Halacha L'Maisa Shaila first, and then go slowly through the sugya within the Taisis Shans, on our Daf, on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, which also appears, a very similar Taisis appears, in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and then we will come back to the actual Shaila. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Ayin Beis, Simin Ayin Dalet, we have the halacha of somebody who does not have a chatzitza on his body. Harochets Orim B'mayim Tzlum V'rot Zalishtos, Yechase B'begen Mimata Lilbo, Kedei Shelo Yelibo Ro'es Erva Kishivarch. Number one, if a person covers and makes a break between his heart and the lower half of his body, so then that's enough, and there isn't a problem of libo ra'as ha'erva. Says the Mechaber, v'dafka v'eged, avol b'yadayim lo havi kisui. But hands cannot be a kisui. Why? Because it's part of the same body. The Ramah then applies it to another shayla l'halacha, and that is covering one's head with one's hand for the minhag and halacha of wearing a yarmulke by making a bracha. Ubarama hosef v'kasav hu adini mechatsa rosha biyadav lo kri kisui rosh. That by covering one's head with one's hand, that doesn't qualify as kisui rosh. Here's the shiloh. Those halachas are clear.
one's own body doesn't qualify. What would the halacha be in regards to having someone else? You're by the swimming pool and you don't have your yarmulke around. Could you ask someone else to cover your head? Now, this shaila will have profound nafkaminas as well in sugyas and kachim. Let's take a look. And the Tosas Shantz on Yutes Amin Aleph asks a basic question on the phenomenon of tenufa. And in fact, Tosin Kedushin points out that this question does not only have to be asked in regards to Saita, but also in regards to the mitzvah of Bikurim. What do Saita and Bikurim have in common? Well, in both cases, the Bailim, in this case the woman, and in Kedushin, the case is the individual who's bringing the Bikurim, both of them do tenufa with the kohen. Asks the Tosis Shantz, let's take a look. In the Oz V'Hadar edition, it's about 10 lines into Dibra Maschel V'Noisna, asks the Tosis Shantz, Avakasha, Tehechi Amrin, the Kohen Miniach Yodo, Mitachas Yad Bailam V'Enif, V'Kiai Gavna Avi Chatzitza. In such a case, it should serve as a chatzitza. He asks from a sugi menachas on daf tzadi dalet of a base. Tochin ami amirim b'menachas to ein tnufa b'chol barim pirish b'shutvim. The halacha is that shutvim can't do tnufa together on a carbon mincha. And the Gemara fleshes out, v'kamar hechelavit. What are you going to want to do to have partners bringing the carbon, the mincha together? Ilinfu v'hadilinfu. If you're going to have Ruvain do tnufa and then Shimon do tnufa, that won't work. Tnufa achas amar rachmana. The Torah says you got to do one. Veloshtei tnufas. Minach dadi di yade tachas yide chaverei have chatzitza. He haven't put his hands under his friend's hands, so it's a chatzitza. So frek the Taisa Shans and Taisa and Kedushan lamed vavam beis. How do you possibly have tnufa that's going to be done in the case of both Bikurim and when it comes to Saita? Answers the Taisa Shans v'yeshlam the loydam. The hacha kivin the boy kainim ubailim lo have chatzitza gzeres hakosavu he the boy shnehem. There's Xeris HaKosav. The Torah here is telling us that you need both of them. The Stipler in his Sefer Sota, I believe, is Masbir, that what Tosfos is saying is there's Xeris HaKosav, that here the Chatzitz is acceptable. The Torah wants the hand of the Kohen to be on top of the hand of the Bailim. So where we have Xeris HaKosav, then the rule are obviously not operating. That's the first teretz of Tosfos Shantz. The Odi Eshlamer, his second teretz is, D'hach achi purush, D'lo ma'irish achi meniach yodoy, tachas yodoy, ma'amish tavach chatzitza, that the Kohen would not put his hands under the hands of the Sota. El ratz alomer shekohen tofes avir hakli. The tofes, the Kohen grabs the top of the kli, the bottom of the kli, Lamata underneath, va'abaylim oksim lamala, and the baylim are holding on to the top. Leka chatzitza klal, then there's no chatzitza at all. V'achinami miniach gabe bikurim, shakoyin hayoches b'svasav, the koyin would hold on to the edge, klam b'svasakli, va'abaylim lamata, and the baylim would hold on to the bottom. There is a big discussion, which is not our subject at all, of which girsa is correct. The Bailim, when it comes to Bikurim, are holding the top or the bottom. Take a look at Tosis in Kedushin and the Hagos and Siunim of the Oz V'Hodor over there in Lamed Vav and Beis, as well as the Marsha and the Rashash and the Mishnah in Bikurim and the Mincha Shlom on that Mishnah in Bikurim. Either way, what emerges from the Tosis Shans is two Terutzim. Number one is to say that there's Xeris HaKosav, where the Torah specifically tells you to do it, so there's no Chatzitza. But it comes to Shutvim, so there the Torah didn't tell you Dafka to bring in Shutvim. Here the Torah tells you that both should bring. Or do we say, the other teretz is to say that they were holding on to different parts of the utensil, of the Kli Sharis. Taisus in Sukkah, on Mem Zayin on Mabez, in Dibra Maskel Kayin, three lines from the end of the Yomud, brings this discussion, and he proves, Tosis's Lashon is, Mashmektas, a small raya, although it sounds like a pretty convincing argument in regards to the first teretz of Tosis in contrast to the second, by bringing up a very fascinating Yerushalmi that is a basic question that needs to be asked.
independent, actually, of our whole discussion. The Yerushalmi says, isn't it pretty strange, weird, uncomfortable, not consistent with the basic standards of tznius that we're generally familiar with, that the Kohen is putting his hands under the fingers of the Sota? That's what the Yerushalmi asks. And the Yerushalmi answers, his first teretz in the Yerushalmi, is that there is a mappa, there was a cloth that was in between them. This could be a makar, by the way, from Yerushalmi, that a mappa would actually break the adavr mechuar of touching biyad ha'isha. But then the Yerushalmi asks, but then it's a chatzitza. Wouldn't it be a chatzitza? And the Yerushalmi concludes that they would take an elderly Kohen who no longer has the Yetzirah, like younger Kohanim have for women, and there would be no problem. Points out Tosas and Sukkah. Aha! If we're going to say the second Teretz of Tosas, you don't have a kasha. You have the Kohen holding one part of the Kli, and the Isha holding the other part of the Kli. Must be that the Emes is like the first Teretz of Tosas. And that is Tosas and Kedushin, Tosas Shans by us. And that is that the Kohen would be actually under the hand of the Bailim. However, nevertheless, if there's a Kohen Zakein, so then there isn't going to be a Yetzer Hara. Sefer Birkei Yosef, on this halacha that we start out with in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Ayin Dalet, makes a beautiful observation. It could very well be that the case of where we have, where someone is not wearing a yarmulke, and he wants someone else to put his hand on top of their head, we could learn from our sugya that it would serve as a tzitza, because Tosas assumes throughout that another body would consider a chatzitza, even though the Birkei Yosef points out there are times that we say min b'mino is ein chotzeitz. However, over here, since there are two separate bodies, they're considered as if it's not a chatzitza. Hence, halacha l'maisa b'shas hadchak, it could very well be that if someone else puts his hand on his friend, if Reuven puts his hand on Shimon's head, when Shimon does not have a yarmulke, that would be enough of a kisui b'shas hadchak to be able to make a bracha. Since this was a longer version of the halacha, will suffice, and because there aren't many halacha l'maisa topics on the summit, will suffice with one topic, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with Daf Chof Amud Aleph with the Mishnah.